Hi, Raimi.
Hi, Taylor.
Welcome to Much Ado About Some Shit, where every week, Raimi tries to talk me into watching absolutely trash garbage television by walking me through some amount of a garbage show.
Yeah.
What we doing, Raimi?
I mean, you couldn't see what we're doing.
I don't want to acknowledge it. Tell the people.
Okay, so we're covering a little show called Couple to Thruple. What?
Nothing about this can go well.
No. Okay, so.
Let me be clear. I have no problem with thruples if you can do ethical non-monogamy. Tight. Good for you. Rarely does it go well.
No.
Going from a couple to a thruple.
Unestablished. Yeah.
And if you're established as monogamous, and then you're like, lol, JK, that's usually death throes. I mean, not always, but...
And we'll...
I don't
some
expect...
Some of the couples have varying levels of experience with polyamory, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
This is gonna go well.
Yes. I also wanted to point out, so when I was doing my notes on my phone, and I spelled couple to thruple, my phone auto-corrected to couple to trouble.
It knew. It was like, girl, why you playing? Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, seriously. Also, we're going to bring back a little game that we used to do in the olden times.
The olden days.
It's a new twist on it, though.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you look at these couples, and I've provided you with options.
Oh.
Yes.
So, name the individual.
Yes, yes. Is the gal on the left named Sydney, Brittany, or Whitney?
Sydney.
No, you're wrong. I'm
sorry.
My brain. No, this is Brittany.
Okay.
But spelled N-E.
Okay.
No Brittany. Brittany.
Brittany.
Who is the man on the right? Is that Scott, Seif, or Sean?
It's gotta be Seif, right?
No, it's Sean.
What?
This is Sean.
How did you come up with Seif?
I spent way too much time on this, if I'm being honest.
That's just like the right amount of ridiculous.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Is this so we don't end up with another Michael and Michael situation?
It's that, and also to speed it up. Who's this couple? Who's the man on the left? Is it Dylan, Kobe, or Bryce?
Bryce.
No, this is Dylan.
Okay.
Who is his lovely lady wife? Is it Lakin, Linen, or Lauren?
Lauren.
It's Lauren.
Hey!
You were right.
Yes.
Second time in two
years. Well, I actually... This one hardly counts because you gave me options.
Well.
When I got the one right, it came out of my ass. And it was glorious.
There we go.
And it never occurred again. Man, she's got guns.
They're both arms. Like physical fitness people, like they're trainers.
I mean, I believe he's also got guns, but hers are more visible in this picture.
Dylan also has that bodybuilder tan that I hate.
It's not a good tan, but it is like what you have to do if you're a competitive bodybuilder.
Absolutely. Who is this lovely couple? Who is the man on the right? Is this Roman, Zeman, or Ramon?
Ramon.
It's Ramon.
Hey.
All right. And his partner, is that Ashraf, Ashmal, or Ashok?
Ashok.
Nope. That is Ashmal.
Okay. I think that should be pronounced Ashok as well.
Yeah, probably. This is our only same-sex couple.
Okay.
So, fun fact.
Represent, boys.
All right. Who's this man on...
That is a plunging V-neck.
Oh, it's like a button-up that's only, like, the bottom two buttons are buttoned.
Plunging.
So is this man Wilder, Maverick, or Everett?
Maverick.
No.
Oh.
This is Wilder.
Okay.
And who is...
I should have gone with my gut.
That was your gut?
That was my gut.
Well, go... See? Rapid fire. That's what I want. And his girlfriend. Is this Coralie, Corey, or Corky?
I want to say Corky.
I wish it was Corky.
I wish it was Corky. Can we call her that anyway?
Maybe.
Okay.
If she gets worse in the series.
Okay. Probably Corey.
It's Corey.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So here's all of our couples together.
Alrighty.
Okay. So let me give you some backstory. So Dylan and Lauren have been together for 7 years. They have had some threesomes. into, like, they started having threesomes in the first year of their marriage.
Sure.
And it brought them closer together.
Okay.
So they say. Sean and Brittany have been together for 4 years. They want a third to bring a more emotional aspect to them.
This sentence alarms me in many ways.
Agreed. Like, if you are not, first of all, if you've been together for 4 years, there should be an emotional thing there, in my humble opinion. And for you to want someone else to bring that, like, isn't
we
great.
We want a third person to come fix our relationship.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you're ready to provide for that third person's needs.
Mm-mm.
Sounds like you kind of want a live-in, fuckable marriage counselor.
Yeah. Which, like, sure.
Sure, but call it like it is.
Yeah, exactly. Call them a live-in, fuckable
and
marriage counselor.
Then pay them.
Yes.
Maybe not for the fucking, but, you know, that seems legally dubious, but anyway.
It's legally dubious in that it is technically illegal. However, as long as she consents or they consent to it, that's fine.
I mean, as I said, legally dubious.
Yeah.
Technically illegal. We support sex workers. Sex work is work.
Yes. Ramon and Ashmal, they are a COVID couple. So they started talking, like, pretty soon after, like, quarantine happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved in together very shortly after.
Hey, I mean, depending on where they were, quarantine lasted a really long time. So
Chicago. They were in Chicago.
Quarantine lasted a really long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So where I was in Oregon, you know, we were still basically quarantining well into 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened after that. I paid attention to the place I was in after that. But if they started, like, talking and moved in pretty early into COVID, they've been seeing it all for a long time.
You would hope. However, they both kind of want different things out of this experience.
Okay.
Like, they both say completely different things. It's awkward.
This feels like something you probably should have been on the same page about before signing up for, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfy.
Fair. Wilder and Corey have been together for 9 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
And they're wanting to possibly open up their relationship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do they state why?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe they just need a little extra spark in the bedroom. But there's a difference between a spark in the bedroom and the relationship.
Yeah.
The sex versus the marriage.
Yeah. It's very different. Okay. So all of these couples walk into the villa. We have a villa.
It's always a villa. Why is it always a villa? I'm fine. I'm not having flashbacks to other shows.
Sure. So they're in the villa, and after they meet a bunch of polyamorous singles, these are all single people at the moment who have had a polyamorous experience before.
Okay.
They get to explore the house, and they're very excited to talk to their partners about, like, who they met, who they're interested in, that type of thing. So they each have, like, their rooms assigned, and they have, like, a picture of the two of them on the wall, and there's a bed big enough for three. There's three towel hooks for the towels, that sort of thing. Corey is feeling very overwhelmed so far in this experience.
That's fair. This seems overwhelming.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, literally, all the couples meet in the villa.
Yeah.
Then they bring in, it's like 20 or 25 singles.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's a lot. It's a very big leap to go from talking about something to, well, I mean, there's doing it, and then there's being absolutely locked into it because you signed on to a show.
Yeah. It's different
That's a big leap. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel you, Corey.
Right?
You got this.
Ramon and Ashmal are nervous about the possibility of having someone else in their bed tomorrow.
Yeah, that's, like, this is a tomorrow thing.
Because the way this works, so they got here today. And then they just kind of spend the day there. And literally the next evening, they're going to pick one of the singles to join their couple.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So they do a little relationship session, which is hosted by a relationship therapist, Shamira.
Okay.
There to, like, guide them through this experience. Mm-hmm. Shamira asks the couples questions about the different singles, like, who had the best body? And each person holds up an answer from a little clipboard.
Where the singles can see?
No. The okay. singles can't see
I was
this.
Like, damn, that's cold.
No, I mean, they'll be able to see it once it airs, but well, yeah, they're not but sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, they're
anything.
Not being actively judged in front Mm-mm. of their faces.
No, no.
Damn.
Right. No, that would be a lot.
Uh-huh.
So each person in the couple holds up an answer, mm-hmm. and it's to kind of, like, see if they're on the same page about, sure. like, who they're liking.
Sure.
Lauren and Dylan have the same answer. Sean and Brittany have different answers for the first one, mm-hmm. but this is also to just kind of, like, open up a conversation.
Sure.
Between them about, like, who they want to pick to be their third.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Corey is very nervous about this, all of this, and yeah. thinks everything is going really fast.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And I mean, it's going very fast.
One, it's going very fast, but also things feel really fast, too, if you're locked into a decision you're not entirely sure about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah. And, like, Dylan and Lauren have had threesomes before, but, like, a threesome is very different from bringing a third person into, yeah, your same couple. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's threesome and throuple, and those uh-huh. are different things.
Very different
things. Because I know it's, like, even a common trope of, like, the couple that's been together for a while and want to mm-hmm. spice things up, bring in a third for a night, and,
right.
like, whatever, sure. But that's not a relationship.
No, that's different.
That's like, that's a booty call.
Yeah, a threesome is you bring them into your house and then you kick them out.
Exactly.
The next morning.
Yeah.
Even.
It's like, okay, time to have breakfast with my person. Bye.
Yeah, but a third person in the relationship, that's
now you have to
staying.
Make more eggs.
Yes. Then we see a conversation between Ashmal and Rahman about how far they want to go with their third. And, like, who do they want to be their third?
Okay. So, as far as how far they're talking, mm-hmm. so they're
talking sexually, like, first night.
Right. So, they're thinking more of the relationship side.
A little bit, yeah.
Because, I mean, well, it's not, they're not immediately, like, threesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, okay, how, I that sounds way more relationship focus to mm-hmm. me, to be like, how do we, are we okay with kissing? Are yeah. we okay with the, you know?
Mm-hmm. How far?
How far?
Yeah.
So that is weirdly promising
uh-huh.
in that they're thinking, they're realizing that they've signed up for a relationship,
mm-hmm.
at least to some extent.
Yeah. For and, however X amount of weeks.
Yeah. And
they're willing to pay these people to be filmed.
Yep. Promising?
Somewhat.
In look, nothing about this is promising.
No.
In any way. I'm just like, they at least seem to be slightly thinking about this in a more constructive
serious. Yeah.
light than maybe other folks.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
No,
okay.
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I should have mentioned that during their first morning with just all of the couples,
uh-huh.
Ashmal was like, we can't pick a movie. How are we supposed to pick a person?
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. Little less positive.
You know.
None of this was going to be good.
No.
This was never going to be good.
No.
So let's do this.
Okay. So we arrive at the matchup ceremony. How this happens, I was really afraid of how it was going to happen. I thought, like, each couple was going to step up and be like, this is who we want. But instead, how it works is the singles are lined up and the host, Scott, asks a couple to step forward. And then he asks the singles who are interested in that couple to step forward.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So
it's not just You're ours now?
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Hi, you're our little pet now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So that, like, made me feel a little bit better about it. Because this also helps, like, the couples as well.
Right.
Because, you know, maybe their first choice doesn't step forward.
Yep.
And then that kind of confirms, like, okay, maybe we didn't feel the same connection that, you know, that sort of thing. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's good.
So...
None of this is good, but that's good. Is good.
So Lauren and Dylan pick Becca.
All right.
Corey and Wilder pick Denise with a
Denise.
Y.
Corey does not look... None of
this
them
is
look
a different.
Pleased.
I couldn't find a whole lot of pictures that showed what Denise looked like.
Okay.
That's the only reason this photo was chosen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
I don't know if you noticed, but Dylan and Lauren and Becca are not all in the same photos. So.
Yes, this is true. Okay.
Yeah.
Good point.
Ramon Ashmal pick Jonathan.
They all look so happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cute picture.
And Ashmal and Ramon. And this is actually the picture you're seeing right now is the first matchup ceremony.
Aww.
Like, so, yeah.
That's cute.
And Ashmal comments that this is the first time that him and Ramon have ever agreed on something.
That's a terrifying sentence.
Right? Yep. And then Brittany and Sean pick Sanu.
Oh my gosh, she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Brittany's gorgeous too.
Well, yeah.
Sanu, I mean.
She is. Sanu is. I mean, I just. Sanu stole my eyes in this picture.
That is absolutely
it may
fair.
Be the fuzzy bikini top that
right.
that took my vision. I mean, they're all pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Yeah.
They're on a reality show. They have to all be pretty.
Generally.
Yeah.
Okay. Corey? No, not Corey. Corey? Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Love Corey. So pretty. Ugh. Wilder pisses me off.
Mullets and mustaches are having a moment.
I don't mind the mustache. I don't mind the mullet. Them together paired with this disgusting bleach blonde, I can't do it. I don't like looking at you. I'm sorry to go this hard, but I hate it.
Oh my gosh. I'm not a fan of mullets or mustaches, but look, people gotta express themselves, and if they're having fun with their look, go for them.
I'm but happy you're happy, but I hate it. Thanks. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sean and Brittany pick Sanu.
Yes.
And they were very, like, overwhelmed about picking somebody. They just, like, didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. It was a tough decision to get to Sanu, but they were very happy that they picked Sanu.
Sure. God, her cheekbones, just.
Right? And then this is a picture of... I've got all of the thruples.
Yep.
So Jonathan and Ashmal have very similar stories of bisexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Both Jonathan and Ashmal had never been with men. They had always been with women previously.
Yeah.
Ashmal has really only been with Ramon so far. Jonathan had one other boyfriend prior to this.
Sure.
Ramon is basically anything sexual.
Sure.
He's down for whatever.
Yeah.
But not really girls.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that because I'm kind of the same. Look, labels are weird. They're never going to be uniform because the people who wear them are too different. That's just humanity. Sorry if you like structure. People are too messy for it.
Then it is discovered that Sanu is a polyamory coach.
What is that?
I guess what she does is kind of similar to like what they're doing. Without necessarily becoming part, like, a third in a couple. She just, like, helps. She's kind of doing what Shamira is doing for everybody. And just, like, coaching them through how to do this.
Who's Shamira?
Shamira is the relationship coach that is kind of a host, but not really.
Okay.
She guides us through the challenges and stuff.
Well, that seems good. Potentially.
Yeah, we'll see. Sanu,
so much anxiety.
Sanu basically starts, we should build a foundation together and like find out what, you know, our relationship of the three of us looks like.
Okay.
So.
I mean, she's at least going in there with some knowledge and some like guidance principles and a good idea of ways to make things work. So.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
No.
That's about the best shot somebody could have
yeah.
in this scenario.
For real.
Plus, She is an actual goddess.
Yes.
She's tall and built and has cheekbones that can cut through glass.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Yeah.
Anyway. Taylor has a crush. But I don't think she's a one-woman kind of gal.
No, she is not.
This would be indicative of otherwise.
Yeah. Sanu does talk about how she's pretty much only known polyamory. Her parents were polyamorous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, that would give her the best perspective. Sometimes you find out what not to do by watching your parents.
Yeah.
Or what to do, I guess, is the more optimistic way to look at it.
I mean,
bit of column A, bit of column
B.
Yeah,
exactly.
Parents are people, they make mistakes and succeed at things in equal measure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, sometimes you don't notice that until you go to therapy.
Yeah.
And wish they would.
Yep.
Anyway, Lauren and Dylan are just like having fun with Becca, and Becca is very open. She is topless immediately. Good for
her. Free the nips.
And Lauren and Dylan are trying not to be too physical too fast, but it seems like they do be fucking though tonight.
just a little bit. Just tiny
fucking. A little just fucking the tip. As a treat.
Corey Wilder and Denise.
They seem to have a nice little time. I don't believe that they be fucking that evening.
Okay.
But they are, you know, they are all thrown into the same bed that night.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's one, I mean, when you start dating somebody, you don't immediately share a bed with them.
No.
Sexual or otherwise. Yeah, like,
generally.
Generally, you go, unless you like, you're get to know each other.
In a certain phase of your life. And then you just hop into a random man's back seat. Anyway.
I'm really glad that you didn't get killed.
Okay, so that instance in particular, we went to high school with that person.
Okay.
So I knew I wasn't going to get murdered. So.
Probably not.
He hasn't killed anybody yet that I know of. So. Unlike others in our school who I know killed people.
Look, everybody ends up knowing a murderer sooner or later. Hopefully not closely, but tangentially, like a degree or two of separation.
Yep.
Like, I saw that kid in the call.
Oh my gosh, it was like the other week when you, my husband, and I were all Facebook stalking our whole.
Look, sometimes you just gotta dig through the social media to see how the people you literally spent your entire childhood with, what they're up to.
And I forgot one of them was murdered, so when I saw that their whole Facebook feed was like, love you, buddy. RIP. I was like, what's happening?
It's a memorial Facebook page now.
Yeah.
It's a memorial Facebook page.
Yeah. I didn't realize that for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's always a fun surprise.
Yeah. I knew about it, too.
Well, yeah, but sometimes I forgot. It's like, you do if they're not somebody who is in your life more than tangentially. And we went to a small school. Like, we knew most of the people who were there, but we didn't, like,
I mean, this kid we're talking about in particular, it was not in our grade.
Yeah. So it's like, you just see the faces in the hallways. You don't really get to know the person behind them. You're just like, that was a kid that existed in the same place as me at the same time.
Yeah. Something in my recesses of my mind that's coming up, it's a meme, but all I can think about right now is, yep, that's a bucket.
You said that one in another episode recently.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Perfect. Buckets are on my mind.
Buckets are on my mind.
My other fun hyperfixation right now is Eurovision.
Oh my God, yes.
It's so good. Italy's entry for 2024 Eurovision. The song is literally called The Boredom, and I love that.
That's so good.
There's also so much hyperpop, which is fantastic. Yeah. So, as a gay,
definitely,
I appreciate it.
It is our culture, after all. I just love that people are like, oh, this represents us.
Oh, yeah. And it's you, I think it's Finland's.
Yes.
Yeah, with the jig.
Yes.
The gene egg.
Gene egg. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, you have to look it
Windows up. Windows 95, man, no rules.
Yep.
It's magic.
And it's just like, okay, they were like, yes, this is us.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I respect the hell out of that, but also, what the fuck?
What I find really interesting, too, is just like how things are chosen. Because, so some countries do it where it's like a jury of professionals. Some do it just by regular people voting, and some have like a mix of the two. You know what's also fun is Eurovision can be, they can be awarded points 1 through 8, 10, and 12, but not 9/11.
All right.
All right.
Well, it's nice to just be able to chit-chat a little bit. Not
get
feel
some
rushed.
Fuckery.
A little bit of a fuckery drawer.
Yeah. I've been listening to a podcast about American Girl dolls.
Okay.
But they also talk about The Bachelor.
Okay.
And sometimes I'm like, I don't care about The Bachelor. I care about American Girl dolls. But, like, also, I don't care that much.
Yeah.
So, if you care, I'm sorry.
Yeah, look, we're just, we're in season two here. We're trying out some new stuff. So, occasionally, maybe we'll just be a little more conversational. If you hate this, I guess let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to whatever. We're just kind of trying out episodes a little bit differently this time.
Yeah.
And we're flexing our legs. So we're trying shit out.
Yeah.
Give us feedback.
Dipping the toes.
Dipping the toes. Seeing how things goes.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was part one. Couple to thruple. I've got a good feeling about this, guys.
You're a liar. Anyway.
Anyway, thanks so much for listening. Big special shout out to our patrons.
Emma, Florence, and Meg.
Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
We appreciate everyone for listening. And we'll see you all next week.
Bye.